on all the deeper, see my focus on a good time. Story of the prodigal son with a bad twist. Holding on to empty nothings with his clenched fist. Cause he just wanted everything that he was blessed with. And now he's walking these streets with his last clip like, is the damn on me? Is the damn on me? Knowing fearfully the one that I would D.I.E. I fall asleep on his tears, on his bed I sleep. I wonder how in the world did I fall this deep? So to God I speak, show mercy please. I done lost all my willpower, I'm just too weak. But if the Bible holds truth of every word you speak, then I know my last request certified my peace.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon with the main news on One Love Radio. My name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. MQHZ praises health sector gains, calls for sustained investment. Zambian truck drivers union backs calls for protection, threatens regional boycott. In international headlines, Guinea junta chief wins presidency in controversial election. And in sports, President Hichilema backs Chipolopolo calls for patience. And other news in detail. The Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has commended the government through the Ministry of Health for the notable progress made in the health sector over the past 4 years, citing increased financing and improved service delivery across the country. MQHZ Director General Queen's Mwabo says the steady rise in health sector funding reflects government's commitment to improving the well-being of Zambians and strengthening the national health system. Dr. Mwabo says the increased prioritization of health financing clearly demonstrates the government's commitment to improving healthcare delivery and ensuring better health outcomes for Zambians. The organization has also applauded government's investment in modern diagnostic and imaging equipment, describing it as a major milestone in strengthening Zambia's diagnostic capacity.
Are already improving access to care for many Zambians. However, MQHZ urges the government to sustain this momentum by addressing remaining challenges that continue to affect service delivery. This includes the need for CT scans, services in all general hospitals, timely release of funds to health facilities, restoration of X-ray services where machines have been non-functional, and increased investment in laboratory equipment and supplies.
The United Truck Drivers and Allied Workers Union of Zambia has announced its full support for the International Transport Workers Federation, Zambia chapter's call for urgent protection of truck drivers operating in the Democratic Republic of Congo, warning that it may push for a regional boycott of DRC-bound transport routes if security conditions do not improve. The union's position follows a recent surge in attacks on Zambian truck drivers in the DRC, incidents the organization has described as unacceptable and barbaric. According to the union, the attacks have resulted in the deaths and robberies of drivers, raising serious concerns about the safety of transport workers along key regional corridors. Speaking on behalf of the union, spokesperson says the union was no longer prepared to accept assurances without action while the drivers are being killed and the world watches. The union has urged the ITF and its more than 700 affiliates worldwide to take a firm stance on the issue. Now, the Worldview Institute Zambia Limited says it will help the nation and the world to think right, as this will help bring development. Institute Executive Chairman Victor Nyasulu has noted that the current thinking in the nation that only foreigners can run the country's mines is unsustainable, hence Zambians continue to struggle while the country has vast mineral wealth. Mr. Nyasulu has revealed that the Institute has planted or donated 10,289 trees, advancing towards its goal of planting 1 million trees by the year 2030. He has added that the Institute has offered 500 pine trees to the Lusaka City Council new cemetery space. Mr. Nyasulu was speaking at the Institute's end-of-the-year reflections media briefing in Lusaka today. And Mr. Nyasulu has stated that in 2025, the Institute continued to advance its role as a think tank, embedding biblical worldviews into all its programs and promoted leadership, personal responsibility, as well as stewardship as fundamental drivers of development.
We wish to see a situation where each one of us is contributing towards the reduction of the negative effects of climate change. I always like to quote the Vice President, who at one time said that if 4 million households, which must be the number of households in Zambia roughly, each had a tree planted, you would have in one day 4 million trees planted. We want people to think right in every sector. For example, Zambia is particularly blessed in terms of minerals. And Zambia has been mining for close to 100 years, but Zambians are struggling to actually benefit from that. That has to do with the thinking. So the current thinking, for example, is that the only way we can exploit those minerals is by inviting foreigners, who have always mined anyway, even in colonial days. We are doing this world to change. It's actually a mindset change campaign so that we can think properly, we can think biblically. God expects us to conquer our problems on earth.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has recorded a total of 17,750 deaths in the city between January and December 2025. According to data from the Department of Public Health, the figures compiled through the disposal of remains handled by the council indicate a higher mortality rate among males during the period under review. Of the total deaths, 7,420 were adult males, 1,843 were male children, and 1,043 were male stillbirths. In comparison, the council recorded 5,155 female adult deaths, 1,511 female child deaths, and 778 female stillbirths. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says all deceased persons were disposed of in accordance with the law, following the provisions of the local government. Now, according to the statistics, 3,498 bodies were buried in council-owned cemeteries across Lusaka, while 40 bodies were cremated. The remaining deceased were laid to rest in other authorized cemeteries within and outside the city.
The Lusaka City Council has by 30th December 2025 recorded a total of 17,750 deaths in Lusaka, as indicated through the disposal of remains done through the Department of Public Health between January and December 2025. Among the disposed bodies are 7,420 male adults and 1,843 male children who died during this period, in addition to 1,043 male stillbirths. This indicates a higher mortality rate among males in the city for this year. Meanwhile, the council recorded 5,155 female adult deaths, 1,511 female child fatalities, and 778 female stillbirths during this same period.
The Medicines Research and Access